Okay, my friends. So today, we are reading a story called The Fix-It Men. Words are by Susan Hood. Pictures are by Ari Chung.
Yay!
Story is read today by Mommy and... Huh? Hubbit? Okay. Mommy and Hubbit. Here we go. Joshua James is the fix-it man. If he can't fix it, no one can. And in the picture we can see, wowie, he has got quite a bit of equipment set up in his room. A bird comes in the morning and has some bird seed, which yanks on a string and makes a ball fall and hit a pan and activate a pillow or his blanket being ripped off of him and kicks his bed up, and he falls out of his bed and puts his slippers on, and wow. A lot of stuff is going
and
on.
And music plays, mm-hmm. and then his light bulb, and then his lights turn on, and mm-hmm. then his hamsters wake up.
Yeah.
And then his
tool belt is on.
Mm-hmm. And then his hamsters go get their tool belt ready.
It's so much stuff, right?
Yeah.
He snaps his tool belt, dons his hat, swings his hammer. He pounds a peg and turns a screw. But that's not all that he can do. When things conk out or crash or crack, he tinkers till they're back on track. Fix a flat, repair a wreck, build a bridge.
Check, check, and check.
Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what to do here, doesn't he? We can see he's doing all of those things in the picture. With Joshua James, it won't take long to look around and fix what's wrong. Oh, P.U., those diapers sure do stink. Whew. Clipboard out. It's time to think. In the picture, we can see what the problem is. The baby, his little sister, is having her diaper changed, and what a smell comes out of the trash bin, right? Because baby diapers can be very...
stinky.
They can be. No job's too big, beyond repair, but some require extra care. So now he has got a pen, and he's got a piece of paper, and he is on his clipboard, and he is writing Operation Dump the Diapers. Okay, how can we make this be so that we don't have to get up and run around? And let's think. The wheels are turning. Plans in place. The fix-it man is on the case. And ooh, look at this. He's got out his, like, a marble rush set. Yeah, and he's working. If one solution just won't do, the fix-it man can try fix two. See, the first fix was maybe using, what, a fishing pole to try to get the diaper away so you don't have to touch it? And that did not work. It snapped right off of the wire. So now he's got a second option that he's putting together, and some fixes may not go as planned, especially when you have a little sister who gets curious and has to try to touch stuff, because then, uh-oh, what has happened? She's messed up all of his work, right? Mm-hmm. But JJ's there to lend a hand. And she has fallen off of some of his stuff, and she's crying. But he's going to help her. You know, that's the best thing about being...
JJ.
Joshua James. Yeah. Calling him JJ for short, because that's what the cool kids do. I think that's the best part about being a big brother or a big sister, is that you always get to be the one that helps when your little brother or little sister is in trouble. You are the one who gets that responsibility. Your parents trust you to help. That's a huge thing. At times like this, you may have heard, the best fix is a single word. And he says to her, sorry. And she hugs him.
Why did they say sorry?
He says, I'm sorry, because he had set up some very interesting stuff for her to get rid of the diapers, but she was more interested in knowing what they were and how they would work, but she got hurt. And she messed everything up for him too. Success! The system is a go. Here they come. Look out below! Bye-bye, diapers, and so long, smell. Toodaloo, ta-ta, and farewell. So they have found a way to shoot the diapers out the window. Let's hear it for the Fix-It Man. That stinky problem's in the can. And out the window goes the diaper, and bam, right into the trash bin. Wonderful, all is well, except you do have to make sure when you do something that you pick up after yourself. I can see a problem already. Can you see a problem?
There's a skateboard that your dad's about to step on.
Yeah, he left his skateboard sitting out. And so his dad is coming along behind him and his little sister. And I fear that he may injure himself.
Okay.
No, oh, well, almost. Whoa, what? Quack, squawk. Everyone goofs and things can break, even dads. And make mistakes. A helping hand, a hug or two, will fix him up as good as new. So now Dad kind of clonked himself, but JJ's gonna help him out again. But look at what's happened.
Look out! Mm-hmm. Says his little brother.
His little sister.
Mm-hmm. She grabbed her dad's hat. And she ran over to catch the egg and the egg nest that fell.
Mm-hmm. You see, the trash bin was next to a tree. And in that tree was a nest with a bird and maybe eggs in the nest. Yeah, it looks like it.
One egg.
And oh no, when the dad hit the tree, the nest fell. One never knows just how or why new problems tumble from the sky. No fix-it tricks can mend this crack. A deed is done. No going back. So if a fix leaves you perplexed, wait and see. What, before we turn the page, what has happened?
The nest landed in the hat, mm-hmm. and everybody's looking at the egg like, oh no.
Because there's a big crack in the egg, right? Mm-hmm. And now if you crack an egg, can you fix it?
No.
No, that's it.
And then
it What happens next? Oh, look. What did happen next?
Things may need to break into... Mm-hmm. Into...
To bring the world something new. What's the new thing that came?
The egg cracked all the way, and a tiny birdie flew out.
The tiny birdie did fly out. And so look, something beautiful came from that. You know, sometimes...
And they have blueberries in their back.
Sometimes accidents turn into good things. We call them happy accidents. And I think they're great.
And that is the
end.